best technology is essential for sustainable development. That's what this conference like has truly shown. So sustainable development benefit both from the applications of space technology and the development of space technology itself. So for the application side, the obvious ones are for disaster monitoring, for environmental impacts, but also for education, especially tele-education, education for those like, for example, in conflicts, or they have moved from their areas because of disasters. So they have to continue education. And then you see in the health sector, for space technology, they monitor the disease. They have telehealth so that people who live away can report their health status via satellite. So you'll find it everywhere. So it's just people have to be aware. Space technology is not just rockets and astronauts in space. It's also applications on Earth. For example, the material they used for rockets, now they use it to make frying pans. The same thing is applied for energy, for solar energy. So it continues. It's not like just for space.
How did you become interested in space?
I was always interested in space, and I knew I'm not going to study it in my country from the beginning. Like at high school, I toured the universities in Sudan, and I knew that there is no department that I can study space technology there. So, but because my interest in space is in the electronics part, the computer parts, then I studied electrical and electronic engineering at University of Khartoum. University of Khartoum is like the best university in Sudan, and the Department of Electrical Engineering is the hardest department that you can get in. I think the acceptance rate is way below 0.1% or something. So it was very competitive when I got there, and I knew that I will do space technology sometime in my life. But the opportunity came when I was a final year student, because at that year they opened a CUBE satellite project at our university, and I then applied, and from there I continued.
And tell me, exactly what is CUBE satellite?
So a CubeSat, it started as an educational CubeSat and test bed for technology. It is a small satellite, a size of 1 liter. So it's 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters. It started at universities at the beginning. And in a few years, it's just industry itself got involved with that. And everyone now is using CubeSat, is developing CubeSats, not only for research, but for business. It's also for Earth observation. And some people are researching for sending it to outer space. So it proved itself very quickly.
And tell me, why was it so important for you to attend the conference?
I have been researching this space technology for sustainable development for like 2 years now, beside my main job in research on space technology. So I'm doing that to raise awareness of the importance of space technology and how it can be utilized for sustainable development and other uses. So because people always think space technology is rockets and astronauts, a moon, and Mars. So I started doing this just like to answer the questions when I always get asked, what does space technology has to do with a country like Sudan? Like there is war and there is hunger and poor. Why do you do space technology? Why don't you spend this money to solve other problems? And this is what you get, use space technology to solve these problems. And most of this research shows that like you can reduce the cost of most of the agricultural activities and water management, like I think by 50%, but just by using space technology. And you also increase your productivity. You open lots of opportunities by using space technology. And it's not expensive. Most of the applications of space technology, they are free. You get the remote sensing data for free. I think you can get like even frequencies for communication. You get the communication media like for free for small part. It's not that like expensive, especially for research.